This podcast is part of the Self Defense Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Wasilla Steve here from Alaska. You know, I listen to five or six podcasts regularly, and one of them is the handgun world. And why? Because I, too, am a cancer survivor. And because Bob survived cancer, and I survived cancer, Bob got the pleasure of teaching me in two of his classes. And boy, did he ever enjoy that. And I'm not trying to brag or anything, but he taught the best student he has ever had. That being my good friend who attended the classes with me. So here now, a true survivor, a great American, and hands down, one of the best instructors I know, Bob Main.
Hi folks, I'm Bob Main. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. And welcome to episode 424 of the Handgun World Podcast. It's a practical show done by a practical everyday guy, and that is me. I can't believe it's been 424 episodes. Wow. Not too far from 450. That's even more amazing. And also, by the way, I'm closing in on my 5 millionth download. I think the last time I checked my stats, it was like about 4.75 million downloads of the Handgun World podcast. I don't think that's too bad in 8 years. So anyway, thank you. It's all because of you folks. It's not because of me. Definitely not because of me. It's all because of you, the listener. And I thank you very much, and I appreciate you tuning in like you do. So in this episode, I want to talk about how to hand a gun to somebody, primarily handguns. And I got reminded of this actually about a couple of months ago when I had some family in town, and I was obviously showing them my gun collection. And there are times when I go to gun stores or gun shows, and it just gives me the creeps when somebody hands me a gun. And I sort of get a little angry sometimes with them because they don't know how to do it right. And they're sometimes just blatantly unsafe because nobody trained them how to do that. Now, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm not, you know, there are some real good gun dealers out there and real good gun salespeople, but there are also some rookies and novices that have no clue what they're doing. First of all, let me cover a couple of things that really drive me up a wall. Never, and I mean never, hand a loaded gun to another person. And this applies to handguns or rifles. I've done it. I shouldn't have done it. Please, I'm asking you not to do it. I don't care how much you trust the person. I don't care how much you just got done training that person. What if they drop the gun? What if they drop the gun and they do what they're not supposed to do, and because of pure reflex, they reach down and try to grab that gun? And what often happens when somebody tries to grab a falling gun? Yes, that's, you know that. They grab it, press the trigger, and who knows where it's going to shoot or who it's going to shoot. Don't hand loaded guns. Why can't you unload it? Why can't you take the magazine out? If it's a semi-automatic pistol, why can't you pop the magazine out, rack the slide, double check and triple check to make sure it's unloaded, and hand the gun to the other person with the slide locked open and no magazine in the chamber, or no magazine in the magazine well, and verified that the chamber is cleared and verified by you. You want to show somebody a handgun? That's how you do it. And you do all that, obviously, while keeping the muzzle pointed in a safe direction. Okay, so when you hand a handgun like that to somebody, that's a pretty safe way to do it. If you've made sure it's unloaded and the action is locked open, the slide is locked back, that gun's not going to fire. That gun can't fire. It can't fire in that condition. It can't fire unless the other person you're handing it to loads it up, chambers it, and presses the trigger. If it's a 1911, put the safety on. If it's a Beretta, put the safety. Well, I guess you can't do that with the slide locked back, can you? With a 1911. So, but it's locked back, so the action is open. I guess what I'm trying to say is, same with a shotgun, same with a rifle. If you're going to hand a rifle to somebody, make sure that there's no magazine in it and that the action is open. If it's a lever action, throw the lever, open the action. If there's a round in a chamber, it's going to come out. Inspect the chamber. Make sure it's unloaded. Hand that rifle to the person that way. If it's a bolt action, same thing. Open the action, inspect the chamber, hand it to them. Don't ever assume, by the way, that the gun is unloaded without checking it. Don't think, oh, well, you know, I put this gun in my safe, and it was unloaded when I put it in my safe. So it's got to be unloaded now, so I'll just yank it out of the safe and hand it to the other person. Don't do that. I guess what I'm trying to say is you have no idea how that other person is going to react and how they're going to handle the gun once you put it in their hands. I've seen this happen too many times, especially in training classes and even in classes and matches where I've been a student and things like that. I don't know what it is, folks. It's something about putting a gun in someone's hand, and it just sometimes freaks their mind out, especially if they're somewhat new in handling firearms. Their brain just goes to mush. Their brain just kind of forgets how to function once you put a gun in their hand. I've watched competitive shooters, you know, in USPSA, where they're allowed to do a walkthrough in the stage, you know, and they're using their finger gun and they're walking through the whole stage, and, you know, they're shooting the stage perfectly, all right? Their strategy is well executed and it's perfect, and they know exactly when they're going to reload, and, you know, they know exactly how they're going to shoot each target and how they're going to stand in each position when they shoot each target. And their dry run is absolutely perfect. Then when they step up to the line, and the RSO says, load and make ready, and the beeper goes off, their whole plan blows up and doesn't work, and they don't execute it the way they did in the dry run. And sometimes these are very experienced shooters. And guess what? Sometimes that's me. Most of the time, that's me. Although I shoot a lot of IDPA where you can't really do that dry fire. Or, I don't know, have they changed that rule? If they have changed that rule, I don't do a dry run anyway. I don't think that they've changed that. I don't know. I'm not a master of the IDPA rule book. I just go to those matches to have fun, listen to what the RSO says, and have a great time. That's my primary reason for going to those matches. But I guess the point I'm trying to make here is sometimes putting a gun in someone else's hands freaks them out, and they'll do things that you never thought they would do. You know how many times I've gone to a gun show or I've gone to a gun shop, and the clerk pulls out a handgun, and he definitely checks to make sure it's unloaded, racks the slide back, and then he sort of points it to me while he's handing it to me. Like he gives it to me slide first. Right? You know, slide and muzzle first. You know, don't hand somebody a handgun slide and muzzle first or something like that. Check to make sure it's unloaded, rack the slide back, lock it back, point the muzzle to the ground, and hand it to him grip first. Okay, so that they can reach out and get a grip on that gun. I just don't like muzzles being pointed at somebody. And I've had people hand guns to me that way, or it's pointing at my knees, you know, or it's pointing down towards my legs when they hand it to me. No, don't give a gun like that to somebody. First of all, what you're doing is you're subtly teaching them, I think, especially if they're new, I think you're subtly teaching them a bad habit, that it's okay to get that muzzle, you know, pointed at another person. It's not ever okay to do that. And by the way, something else I like to do when I give a handgun to somebody after I've made sure that it's unloaded and I hand it to them, I step to their side as I'm giving them the gun. Okay? A lot of times, if they're a right-handed person, I'll make sure my pistol is unloaded. I'll put my pistol in my left hand, and I will step to their left side as I'm handing the pistol to them face down with the action open and the grip towards them. You know why I step to their left side? Because if they're a right-handed person, I don't want to be stepping towards their gun side. Now, you might think, "Ooh, Bob, this is, you know, getting kind of anal about safety, aren't you?" I don't care if I'm getting anal about safety. I'm all about safety. Now, you might think, "Well, you know, that's kind of nonsense, Bob." Well, that's fine. You go ahead and think it's nonsense. That's what I like to do. It makes me feel safer. Okay? And I'll also keep my hands in front of my body. After I hand a pistol off to somebody, I keep my hands in front of my body, just above my stomach. They're kind of open, just above my stomach. And I just wait, because I want to be able to reach out and grab that handgun if they start to point it towards me, especially if they instantly load it up. After I hand them the gun, I'll hand them a magazine. Sometimes I'll hand them a magazine full of ammo. And if I do that, my hands are ready to grab that gun or push it away from me or push it away from anybody else that they might be accidentally pointing that gun at after I give it to them and after they load it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is you cannot ever 100% trust somebody. You just don't know. And I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're your spouse. I don't care if they're a well-trained kid. I don't care if they're your absolute best friend. I don't care if it's somebody that you've known all your life. Like I said, when people get loaded guns in their hands, even if you hand it to them unloaded, once they load it up, you've got to be ready. You got to be ready. So, you know, I wanted to start off by talking about this in this episode. There are some other things that I want to talk about in this episode, but I wanted to start with this and tell me what your thoughts and ideas are. I'm always open to improvement. You know me, folks. I'm an open-minded guy. If I'm wrong about something, correct me. Send me an email. Call in a voicemail. 210-646-1727 is the phone number. 210-646-1727. Emails bob@handgunworld.com. Try not to send me a Facebook message. I don't like Facebook messages. I don't know why. They're too hard and complicated to check, especially from my iPhone. For some reason, I don't know, maybe I haven't figured out the right way to do it. I got Messenger and all that stuff, but for some reason it's not real convenient for me to get Facebook messages on my iPhone. I don't know why. I can read them fine on my computer, but on my iPhone, it's just hard for me. I like emails, please. Emails are great. bob@handgunworld.com or handgunworld@gmail.com. Concealment Solutions sponsors this program, and you guys have heard me talk endlessly about the Cobra outside the waistband holster, but I also can't speak highly enough of their gun belts. The other day, I was wearing my horsehide python gun belt, And that thing is, it's awesome. It's just awesome. If you like leather, if you want to have a leather style belt that does not look like a tactical gun belt, spend the money on the horsehide version of a Python gun belt from Concealment Solutions, and you won't be sorry. You don't get the 10% discount with my coupon code on the belts, but you do if you order any holsters or mag pouches or anything else that Jason Christensen makes over at ConcealmentSolutions.com. And if you can't remember the coupon code, check the show notes in every episode. It's Handgun World, and I also put that in there in the show notes every time. All right, just a quick break, and I got another subject I want to talk about. I'll be right back.
Well, yeah, it's getting tough out there. Yeah, no doubt. I work in home invasions mostly, some murder, occasional rape, and I'm a huge advocate of gun control. Absolutely. Competition is stiff, and it doesn't help that every time I kick in a door or smash a window, that I face the possibility of being shot and killed. Listen, the fact is, allowing citizens to own guns creates a hostile work environment for me and my associates. No one should have to work under those conditions. I say make them all illegal. Absolutely. Make all gun ownership illegal. I mean, I break the law for a living. I'm a professional, so it doesn't really bother me. I mean, but personally, knowing that most homeowners don't have guns, that would make me a lot more comfortable, more confident, and it would surely increase productivity. No doubt. No doubt.
Your local violent criminals work hard and put their lives on the line every time they attempt to murder, rape, abduct, or assault a member of the citizenry. They desperately need your help. With your support, there may finally come a day when a violent criminal can have his way with you or someone you love without the fear, anxiety, and stress caused by knowing there's a possibility his victim might be armed. Please show your support by voting for stronger anti-gun legislation, because criminals prefer unarmed citizens.
Okay, this next segment, I got to thank Gary Doherty. Gary posted this in Concealed Carry, in the public group Concealed Carry on Facebook. You need to check it out. If you're not a member of the group, check it out, Concealed Carry. And it's pretty good. It's an article by Dave Workman, and it's real good. It's about the how popular concealed carry is getting in the United States. A new report, says Dave Workman. This is awesome. More than 16.3 million Americans are now licensed to carry across 50 states. Can you believe that? 16.3 million. That's an increase of 1.8 million in just the last 12 months. Unbelievable. I mean, that's staggering. However, even though that's a staggering amount of people concealed carrying, it's still a very small percentage of the eligible population who are able to carry, who are eligible to carry. So we still need to try to get those numbers up. But during President Obama's administration, the number of concealed handgun permits soared to over 16.3 million, a 256% increase since 2007. Wow. 2.5 times increase since 2007. I'm going to link to this article in the show notes, by the way. And here is what's really cool. This was a 61-page document, according to Dave's article. And there's an indication that increased concealed carry from 07 to 2015 coincided with a decline in the national murder rate from 5.6 down to 4.9 per 100,000. Okay, a 12.5% drop in the overall murder rate. And overall crime dropped by 18%. Wow. Oh, wow. How about that, huh? It works, folks. It makes us safer. Plain and simple. And those are, I mean, those are just indisputable numbers. And the anti-gunners, they cannot dispute those facts. They will try all kinds of emotional arguments to get you to believe otherwise. But it's not true. The facts are the facts. The facts don't lie. Of course, the anti-gunners don't like to be bothered with the facts because the facts don't fit their story and the facts don't help them accomplish anything. But as Winston Churchill said about the truth, there it is. It's there. You can't do anything about it. It's there. In fact, I don't know if you ever heard this or not, but even if you have, it bears repeating. Winston Churchill once said, "The truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it and ignorance may deride it, but in the end, there it is." And it's a great article that Dave Workman has put out here. And it also kind of shows that concealed handgun permit holders are also extremely law-abiding. In Florida and Texas, permit holders are convicted of misdemeanors and felony at 1/6 of the rate at which police officers are convicted. Holy cow! I didn't realize that till I read this. Let me repeat that again. Concealed carry permit holders are convicted of misdemeanors and felonies only 1/6 of the rate at which police officers are convicted. And I'm not bashing cops, folks. I love police officers. I'm a law enforcement enthusiast and supporter. But what did Winston Churchill say about the truth? There it is. Okay, so I want to finish this brief episode, a little bit shorter than what I normally put out, but I've pretty much said what I wanted to say at this point. I want to finish with the way that Dave finished this article. It's something I've said before, but it bears repeating. With a growing number of Americans going through the process to get their carry permits, it's going to be much harder for the gun control lobby to restrict where and when people can carry. In other words, we got powers in numbers, folks. Power in numbers. And I've said this. I've said this pretty much from the first couple months that I started doing this show over 8 years ago. It is a numbers game. There is power in numbers. That is the truth. The more people that have the right to carry a handgun, whether you have to be licensed or whether it's a constitution carry state, doesn't matter. The more people that have a right to carry a handgun, the harder it is for that right to be taken away from you. Not impossible, but the harder it is because of the sheer numbers. And it's very much a shame that the NRA only has 5 million members. I know the NRA is not a perfect organization. I get that. But they're a huge supporter of our gun rights. And so is Gun Owners of America. And so is absolutely the Second Amendment Foundation, which you should be a member of, which I am. I'm a life member, and I've made several contributions to the Second Amendment Foundation over the past few years, in addition to what I paid to become a life member. It's a crying shame that these organizations don't have the kind of membership and contributors that they should have. 5 million at the NRA, 5 million? You know how small of a percentage that is compared to the number of gun owners? What is it, something like an estimated 80 million gun owners? I bet you 80 million gun owners is probably a pretty reasonable figure. All right, but let's use 50 million. Let's just say for the purposes of argument, there's only 50 million gun owners in America, in the United States. You mean only 10% of those 50 million are a member of the NRA, and fewer than that are contributing members to the Second Amendment Foundation? What's wrong with that picture? Come on. Do it. If you're still not an NRA member, what's stopping you from spending $35 a year? Come on, $35 a year? So do it, folks. What's stopping you from a $25 or $50 donation to the Second Amendment Foundation? SAF.org is their website, SAF.org. And no, the NRA did not pay me for this advertisement. The Second Amendment Foundation and Gun Owners of America did not pay me for this advertisement that I'm giving them over the air for free. I've done it because I believe in it, and I put my money where my mouth is, and I do it on a regular basis. So folks, don't forget, we got some new videos on the Shooters Club. Ben and I just put three new ones up there. Three new videos on the Shooters Club. And I'll give you a little taste. We got one video up there called Action versus Reaction. It was filmed at our class in Illinois recently, and it's a pretty eye-opening video. Ben also did one on the pocket revolver, and he talks about carrying and using a pocket revolver. We also did a good video on gun takeaways. Those are the three most recent, and for only $8 a month, you can become a member. So there's two things you need to do. You need to spend $35 a year and become a member of the NRA, and $8 for every month and join our Shooters Club and watch over 70 awesome instructional videos. And, oh, and by the way, you support my podcast, and you support Ben Branham's Modern Self-Protection podcast. Come train with us near the Cleveland, Ohio area, August 12th and 13th. You can go to my website, handgunworld.com. Paul Carlson's going to be our special guest instructor. He's also hosting the class. There's still some spots left available. And that's it. I'm Bob Main. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Handgun World podcast. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. And remember about those two loudest sounds that you never want to hear. A bang when you're expecting a click, or a click when you're expecting a bang. Read your Bible every day and shoot straight, shoot safe. And I'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.